September 1911, soon after returning from his second visit to Grandfather Benjamin in Germany, Robert was enrolled in a unique private school. Years earlier, Julius had become an active member of the Ethical Culture Society. He and Ella had been married by Dr. Felix Adler, the society's leader and founder, and, beginning in 1907, Julius served as a trustee of the society. There was no question but that his sons would receive their primary and secondary education at the society's school on Central Park West. The school's motto was, "Deed, not Creed." Founded in 1876, the Ethical Culture Society inculcated in its members a commitment to social action and humanitarianism. Man must assume responsibility for the direction of his life and destiny. Although an outgrowth of American Reform Judaism, ethical culture was itself a non-religion, perfectly suited to upper-middle-class German Jews, most of whom, like the Oppenheimers, were intent on assimilating into American society. Felix Adler and his coterie of talented teachers promoted this process and would have a powerful influence in the molding of Robert Oppenheimer's psyche, both emotionally and intellectually. The son of Rabbi Samuel Adler, Felix Adler had, with his family, emigrated to New York from Germany in 1857, when he was only 6 years old. His father, a leader of the Reform Judaism movement in Germany, had come to head Temple Emmanuel, the largest Reform congregation in America. Felix might easily have succeeded his father, but as a young man he returned to Germany for his university studies, and there he was exposed to radical new notions about the universality of God and man's responsibilities to society. He read Charles Darwin, Karl Marx, and a host of German philosophers, including Felix Wellhausen, who rejected the traditional belief in the Torah as divinely inspired. Adler returned to his father's Temple Emmanuel in 1873 and preached a sermon on what he called the Judaism of the Future. To survive in the modern age, the younger Adler argued, Judaism must renounce its narrow spirit of exclusion. Instead of defining themselves by their biblical identity as the chosen people, Jews should distinguish themselves by their social concern and their deeds on behalf of the laboring classes. Within 3 years, Adler led some 400 congregants of Temple Emmanuel out of the established Jewish community. With the financial support of Joseph Seligman and other wealthy Jewish businessmen of German origin, he founded a new movement that he called Ethical Culture. Meetings were held on Sunday mornings, at which Adler lectured. Organ music was played, but there were no prayers and no other religious ceremonies. Beginning in 1910, when Robert was 6 years old, the society assembled in a handsome meeting house at 2 West 64th Street. Julius Oppenheimer attended the dedication ceremonies for the new building in 1910. The auditorium featured hand-carved oak paneling, beautiful stained glass windows, and a Wicks pipe organ in the balcony. Distinguished speakers like W.E.B. Du Bois and Booker T. Washington, among many other prominent public personalities, were welcomed in this ornate auditorium. Ethical Culture was a reformist Judaic sect, but the seeds of this particular movement had clearly been planted by elite efforts to reform and integrate upper-class Jews into German society in the 19th century. Adler's radical notions of Jewish identity struck a popular chord among wealthy Jewish businessmen in New York precisely because these men were grappling with a rising tide of anti-Semitism in 19th-century American life. Organized, institutional discrimination against Jews was a relatively recent phenomenon. Since the American Revolution, when deists like Thomas Jefferson had insisted on a radical separation of organized religion from the state, American Jews had experienced a sense of tolerance. But after the stock market crash of 1873, the atmosphere in New York began to change. Then, in the summer of 1877, the Jewish community was scandalized when Joseph Seligman, the wealthiest and most prominent Jew of German origin in New York, was rudely turned away, as a Jew, from the Grand Union Hotel in Saratoga, New York. Over the next few years, the doors of other elite institutions, not only hotels, but social clubs and preparatory private schools, suddenly slammed shut against Jewish membership. Thus, by the end of the 1870s, Felix Adler's Ethical Culture Society provided New York Jewish society with a timely vehicle for dealing with this mounting bigotry. Philosophically, ethical culture was as deist and republican as the Founding Fathers' revolutionary principles. If the Revolution of 1776 had brought with it an emancipation of American Jews, Well, an apt response to nativist Christian bigotry was to become more American, more Republican than the Americans. These Jews would take the next step to assimilation, but they would do it, so to speak, as deist Jews. In Adler's view, the notion of Jews as a nation was an anachronism. Soon he began creating the institutional structures that would make it practical for his adherents to lead their lives as emancipated Jews. Adler insisted that the answer to anti-Semitism was the global spread of intellectual culture. Interestingly, Adler criticized Zionism as a withdrawal into Jewish particularism. Zionism itself is a present-day instance of the segregating tendency. For Adler, the future for Jews lay in America, not Palestine. I fix my gaze steadfastly on the glimmering of a fresh morning that shines over the Alleghenies and the Rockies, not on the evening glow, however tenderly beautiful, that broods and lingers over the Jerusalem hills.